There's a lot of songs on there that I wrote that we frequently play when we play out, and that's why it was hard to pick songs for this discussion today, because there's so many that I do like on that record. And there was one called The Art of Happiness Blues, and then in parentheses it was Even the Dalai Lama Wants to Kick Your Ass. Actually, I'd written that for Tote Bag, but a friend of mine who was helping me kind of edit myself, kind of like a music fan, said, Joe, whatever you do, don't ever release that song, please. You know, it offended him for some reason, because it sounds bad on paper, I guess. This was like one that was for my first record, and I remember feeling a little funny about it, that people might get the wrong idea what the song was about. But the thing was, you know, I was going through a lot of midlife stuff, and there was a lot of stuff going on with war and so forth and political feelings. And I don't remember who the song was directed at, but it might have been George W. Bush, and I don't know for sure. But anyway, I was at Target one day, and I saw the book The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama, and I bought it, and I read it. I have to say, it really changed my life, man. You know, I mean, it really did, because I just fell in love with this way of thinking. I mean, I've always been attracted to Buddhism on a light level. I mean, I call it Bud Light is my religion. I just admired it. I read it, and I just thought, if only I could be this way or think this way. And I've tried to apply what I learned from the book to my life, just to be a better person and to deal with things in a different way, like conflicts or death or whatnot. Anyway, I'm a big fan of the Dalai Lama, obviously, so I didn't mean anything offensive by this title, but it caught people by surprise. Anyway, that's a long story about a song that we're not going to listen to, but it's a fun song, and people enjoy it.
And that is on Bushnell's Turtle, the 2011 release you did.
Right.